Yeah. It's a beautiful morning. Everybody has set your clocks ahead, I hope. I did mine this morning when I got up. Sort of a stark revelation. But we're here. Hallelujah. It's good to see you all. Open this morning with some prayer, and then we'll move on into some announcements. Hallelujah. Father, we just come to you this day, ask your presence to be with us. Let us enjoy you this day and know your, just feel you this morning, Lord, and worship you and praise you. Enter into your presence this morning, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We love you. Amen. Honey? Ellie?
Hi. I'm going to make the announcements here for my husband this morning. So we have a full sheet in here. Okay. Celebrate Life, Morning Star Pregnancy Services. Okay, we are supposed to talk to Ann. Okay. All right. Make sure you read that over. Last year we had quite a few at the table, didn't we? That's quite an amazing thing. Yes, it is. Okay, it's happening Friday, March 16th, Guys and Girls Night Out. Read that over and say, see Tanyan or Tara for that. Gary Siders or Peter Logan. Okay, very good. Also, you see that we're having our fellowship luncheon on Sunday, March the 18th. And it's chicken pot pie, so come hungry. That's next Sunday. Okay, let's see. Who's got a birthday this week? No one. No birthdays, but we have an anniversary. Pastor Roy and Pam Shunk. Yay! There they are. Well, I got to ask how many, Roy? 18. Oh, my gosh. And I remember before you were married, so that's good, yeah. Okay. Bruce, you have an announcement to do.
I walked in this morning with an envelope that said, please turn this over, and the envelope happened to be something I was supposed to do this morning, so I'm finding it out. I am a teacher at Lancaster County Christian School. I've been serving there. This is my 21st year. And we are in process of enrolling and giving out information for next year's program. And next year we're starting an exciting new program at the school. We're offering a university model system. It's to assist people who maybe would be interested in still having a hand in teaching their children, but giving them the opportunity to come to the school several days a week for teacher-directed activities and programs. We have two campuses, one in Leola, the other at West Lampeter. The West Lampeter School, where I am teaching, will be beginning this university model program next year in our K through 6 program. Our middle school will continue to be a traditional system in which the students go 5 days a week, and the Leola campus will also be a traditional program, preschool through 12. So what we are having, we're having a general open house this Thursday night at both campuses, and those who attend are invited to stay for the opening night performance of Our Town, which is going to be at the Leola campus. The next Thursday, the 22nd, will be an introductory night on the university model program, and there will be a speaker there presenting the program. This will be the first opportunity that Pennsylvania will have for this UMS program. So it's brand new, and we're hoping to be in the vanguard of this new system. So thank you very much. There's a poster, as you can see, and it actually is a poster of our students. It's kind of strange because a lot of people don't want their students presented for the general public, but this is from our school. and it will be posted out in the lobby. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bruce.
Hi, Debbie.
Okay, I don't think there's any more announcements, so you can take over, dear.
Wow. Back online. Hallelujah. Thank you, dear. That was excellent. Glad to see you all here. Yes, ma'am. Can I have that, dear? Okay, March 25th, Leadership Forum here in the sanctuary on the 25th of March. Pastor, you'd like to add anything to that?
To give you an idea of what the focus of this meeting is, what we're trying to do as we're going to, as a congregation, as we're growing in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, we're actually looking for an opportunity where anybody that would like to be involved in leadership in any way, those that are involved in leadership, to kind of regroup. What I found was that at the Fountain, that the type of our leadership style has been, if we know you, we trust you, we say, here you go, here's that area, go for it, right? And for some people, they thrive in that. But for other people, they would like more connection. So what I'm trying to do is set up a time where we have more connection so that people don't feel like they're out here doing their thing without being connected and feeling like they're directed at all. But also we're looking to try to encourage each other as leaders to keep growing and to keep having vision and keep having purpose and what does it mean to be a leader and so on. So it's an equipping as well as a connecting time. So we just invite anybody that feels that they want to be involved in leadership, that is involved in any part of leadership at the church, to come out and be a part of that. Okay? Thank you.
Pastor, thank you. Okay. Hallelujah. So I'm going to be the start here before we let our praise and worship team take over and lead us and get into praise and worship. Do you ever have one of those times when you see something or you hear something in the music and you say, okay, and then there's a parallel that comes with that, which happens in this life, this physical life, with the spiritual, and you go, wow, I like that. One of those things has been bugging me for a while, so I'm going to lay it back on you and let it bug you. We've been talking about mercy and grace here quite a bit, and we enjoy that. One of our songs we sing, I believe it's in, can't think of it, but that's okay. One of the songs that we sing about mercy overflowing us like a flood, and that the parallel that came to me, that we just endured a flood here, not just a few months ago, and anyone that was standing close to a creek or a river could watch the floodwaters as it rose. And anything that stood, that stayed in that floodwater, was overwhelmed. And the parallel that came to me with that is, mercy and grace will overwhelm you like a flood as long as you stay rooted before the front throne. If you up and run away from the throne, it won't overwhelm you. If you stay before the throne of God, it will. That mercy and His mercy and grace will just overwhelm you. You got no choice about it. It's going to overwhelm you. But if you pick up feet and beat, make your way out of there, it's not going to do that. So think about that. It's your own.
Okay. Before we get started, I just want to remind everybody that the offering is up front. And here at Fountain, we give joyfully unto the Lord. So we do it as an act of worship. And so during worship, you'll see people coming and giving, and I just encourage you to give as the Lord leads you. So let's pray. Father, you are so good, and your mercy endures forever. God, I pray this morning, Lord, as we come into your throne room, as we come into worship, God, Father, that out of the abundance of our heart we would give, God, not only our finances, but, Lord, our hearts, God, ourselves, our minds, our emotions, everything, Lord God, this morning in your chamber, I pray that we would give and that we would give abundantly. Lord, you are good. You are good. You are good. Father, I pray that the people that are here this morning and the people listening from home, God, that they would be blessed, God, by what comes out this morning. And Father, that the things, Lord, that you have in our pastor's heart and the things that you have ordained for worship, God, I pray that it would just encourage and lift up. Father, that people would not be the same. But Lord, above every other thing, I pray that you would be pleased by what you see and hear this morning. You're worthy of all our praise. And this morning, we just want to give it to you. Amen. Let's worship the Lord together.
Blessing and glory and honor. Blessing and glory and honor. Blessing and glory and honor to the Lamb. Blessing and glory and honor. Blessing and glory. Glory of the Lord lies above us.
thank you for your love. We thank you for your love, oh God. Because I know you're alive, you came to fix my broken life, and I sing to glorify your holy name, Jesus Christ. Thank you.
There is a blood that calls to life that paid my way. Death is price when it flowed down from the cross. My sins were gone. My sins were gone. There is a grave that tried to hide this precious blood that gave me life. In 3 days he breathed again and rose to stand in my defense. Let's live. God,
Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's take this opportunity to declare that God reigns. He reigns over every area of our lives and everything that surrounds us if we belong to Him. And let's just make that choice right now. Every concern that we would have, every issue going on in our lives, let's just declare it to Him right now. Lord, You reign. You reign over, Lord, that worry, that concern. You reign over that illness, that sickness, oh Lord. You reign over, Lord, all that is ours, oh God. Father, we thank You that You have invited us, Lord, into the kingdom of Your dear Son. Your word says that we have been, Lord, translated. We have been moved from one kingdom to the other, from the kingdom of this world and the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of Your Son. Lord, I thank You for that today. And we declare that You reign, Lord. There's not going to be come a day that all this happens. Lord, You are seated on Your throne right now, and You reign, and You've been given victory over all. Lord, we thank You today that when You hung on that cross and when You bore the pain and the price for our iniquity, and You rose again, Lord. Lord, You disarmed the devil. Lord, You confounded, Lord, all of the wise and all of those, Lord, that would come against us. Lord, everything written against us, Lord, that says that we don't measure up and we don't fit into Your kingdom. Lord, when You rose again, every one of those things fell to the ground. And Lord, we now can come boldly before Your throne of grace. Lord, we thank You that You have given us the right to be children of God, and that, Lord, You have given us a place with You. You said that You're going so that where You are, we can be also. And Lord, that is right now, right here. Lord, Your word even tells us that we are seated with You right now in heavenly places. Lord, we are those that, Lord, don't just live in this natural realm, but we've been made alive and given access and been granted citizenship to the kingdom of heaven, to the unseen, that which is not made with human hands, but the city that has been made by God, the city of God. Father, we thank You for that today. Lord, I ask for faith to rise up within every one of us, Lord. I ask that You give us, Lord, a greater vision of that kingdom that is not seen. Yes. Your word teaches us to, Lord, to live not by what we see, but, Lord, by what we don't see. Lord, to be those that walk and live by faith, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen. Father, we thank You for this wonderful, wonderful, wonderful pleasure and this wonderful grace and blessing, Lord, to be those that are living in the kingdom of God. We bless You. We thank You, Lord. We thank You as we sang, Lord, Your love never ends, never gives up, never runs out, Lord. God, we thank You, God, that You continue to love. You continue to pour out. We thank You that Your love is not conditional. Your love is not a natural, Lord, temporary, Lord, thing like the other things in this world. But, Lord, Your love is eternal. Lord, You only have one kind of love, and that's eternal love. So, Lord, as we sing, it never fails. It never runs out. It never runs out, God, because, Lord, You are God eternal. We thank You, Father God. What a wonderful, wonderful revelation of Your love today as we sang that song. And, Lord, let it be so real in our hearts. Let it be implanted, Lord, within us. Let us wear it, Lord, like a breastplate. Let us put on the love of God today. We thank You for it in the name of Jesus. We thank You, Lord. Come on, let's give the Lord a praise. And thank You, God. Thank You, Lord. See, the Lord never asked you to love Him without first loving you. He never asked for anything before He first gave it to you or gave you the ability or the capability of doing so. The Bible says that we love Him because He first loved us. And even when He asks us to love Him with all of our heart and with all of our soul, you know, He first poured His love out to us.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And the life that he's called us into and what he has instructed us to be part of is something that he has provided. In fact, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, it says, he who called is faithful, and he will do it. So when he calls us into that relationship with him, or he calls us to do something, his intention is that he is going to do it through us.